All right, guys, welcome back. We're going to try something just a little bit different today. So I'm actually recording this on a real microphone. you guys haven't even, if you've listened to both, I've got a couple different podcasts I've done. But typically on this podcast, I'm recording with my iPhone. However, today I decided to shake it up just a little bit and record on an actual microphone. So, today's topic has been something that's, you know, again, like usual, been on my mind, just kind of percolating there for a while. And what it really comes down to is when I was younger, I always wanted to be the quick retire, right? Or I always wanted to have that quick retirement. I wanted, you know, I you guys have heard this line before, right? And if you've known me, you've probably heard me say this, that I'm like, I want to retire by 40. Back in the day when I was like a young teenager, I thought, oh, I'm gonna retire by 25. It's just funny, like we throw out these crazy ideas. I think what it is that our society has taught, every society has like these themes that seem to kind of stick around. And in our society, I think one of the big themes is that you can be anything, you can do anything, which I think isn't inherently a wrong idea, but I think a lot of us assume that we're just somehow born special. And that like life will just magically happen to us in this perfect way. And the reality could not really be further from the truth. I mean, everybody, I can't tell you how many guys I've talked to that are my age. And I say, hey, what are you worth per hour? And they're like, oh, at least 100, at least $1,000 an hour. How much do you make right now? 15. It sucks. It's stupid. That's why I hate my job. And I think it's so interesting. Like we have a kind of an entitlement towards thinking that we're special because society has told us that we're like this. For whatever reason, I don't know where that even came from, and I'm going to do some more thought on that, but we have this belief that we're just special, just because we exist, and that means that we deserve the best, and it means that that we can do anything because someone once did, and it's kind of a cool thing in some ways to believe that, but I think that's why reality hits us so hard. Reality hit me like a freight truck. I mean, it really was, it was pretty rough, right, because I didn't realize how much work it took. For example, to be a millionaire, I was like, oh yeah, like I just have to apply my God-given talent and a few hours of hard work. And I remember being very discouraged as a young kid because I worked really hard a few times for what I thought was a long enough amount of time. And I'm like, oh, I'm just not even close. I'm only making like $1,000 a day right now. And I'm working as hard as I possibly can. And again, it comes back to this concept of how we often underestimate what we can do in a decade, but we overestimate what we can do in a year. And I was very much that way. I thought, oh, by the time I'm 25, I'll be so rich and I'll be so like multimillionaire, practically retired. And here's the other toxic thought that I hadn't quite caught on to, but I understand now. I don't want to retire. I don't know where this came from, this idea of like, oh, retire early. I'm like, I can get the idea of don't be in slavery. But lately I'm kind of going, why on earth would I ever want to retire? I mean, that just sounds miserable. To retire to me means, I mean, at least in the traditional sense, that if you're talking about I'm 67 years old and I can retire now, that just means you get lazy and fat. And I'm like, I think that work is part of what gives life meaning. And I don't want to stop working. I want to be actively engaged in something until I've got nothing left to give. I didn't used to believe that. I used to think, oh man, all I want to do is by the time I'm 25, by the time I'm 40, whatever the number was, I'm going to be able to just go retire. I'll be able to like focus on my hobby, spend less time with my kids. And looking back and looking now and seeing people who have actually done that, they're all very miserable for one. I don't see a lot of guys that have done that very successfully. I'm sure they're out there, by the way, but I think that this idea of like, oh, let's go travel and like sing kumbaya as a family together around the world. I think it's a cool idea, but man, like, I don't know. I think men were hardwired to work. Like we get fulfillment off of high level production. And so when we pull that production away from us, it just, everything kind of collapses. So that being said, to me comes to this idea that it's kind of this toxic idea. It's a couple of toxic ideas. Number one, that we believe that because we're somehow special and like we've, you know, we're God's gift to the green world, we think that we can just make it by 25 just by existing. Oh yeah, my God-given talent is going to allow me to just da-da-da-da-da and like things will fall into my lap. I'm going to be an entrepreneur, a businessman. And by the way, I'm a huge fan of entrepreneurship. I had no idea, and I still don't, I think, right? But I had no idea what it took to be truly successful. And the more I learn, in some ways it's encouraging because I'm recognizing, okay, there's a formula for sure for those that are successful. on the other hand, I didn't have any idea. Like, you kind of have to be a little bit obsessed, right? You can't just like say, oh yeah, I'm gonna play video games for 6 hours a day, and then I'll go do this, I'll do that. I'll work for an hour a day on my project, and I'll just have this ultra successful business. Because you have to understand that you're being outworked by people who have a slightly less talent than you, maybe even a lot less talent, but they're working 12 hours a day and they're obsessed. And so that's kind of been my realization as well, to be successful. And that's why I think a lot of the people that I grew up with, who all wanted to be these mega entrepreneurs, and they all want to retire by 25. Well, now they're all my age. I'm 27 right now. And a lot of them are working 9-to-5 jobs, which is the opposite of everything they dreamed of as a child. And I was almost there. I was like, oh, I'm just going to go to a 9-to-5 job, stability, stability. Because when life hits you for a couple of years, you're like, holy smokes, wait, I have to actually work in order to be successful? It's kind of this revolutionary idea. And my family's probably laughing listening to this because they know, I mean, I am a classic, is there any way I can work smarter, not harder kind of guy, right? I've been that way pretty much my whole life. I successfully conned my brothers one time into combining our bank accounts when we were 14 because I was dirt broke. And I was like, hey, like, and I actually believed that. I was like, oh, this is going to work amazing. We're going to combine all of our income together. We'll use it to start businesses and to fund different projects. I brought like $100 to the table. My brothers brought like $2,000 to the table. And so I've always like tried to find a way to like make something happen with minimal effort. And life has taught me is that it just doesn't happen. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how talented you think you are. It doesn't matter how smart you think you are. There is an amount of work that's required. Here's what surprised me though. I find tremendous fulfillment in work, just working for work's sake. Right now I'm working pretty insane hours. I mean, on a lot of days I'm working, you know, a good 12-hour day plus, 12 to 14-hour days. I'm working 6 days a week. And I'm shocked at how happy I am. I'm like, well, that shouldn't be the case because I don't have time for my hobbies. I haven't ridden a motorcycle in 8 months now, which is some kind of record for me. And I'm going, what on earth is going on? Like, this is not normal. I don't have any time for hobbies, any time for much of a social life, and yet I'm really, really happy and really fulfilled, which is very surprising to me. Of course, I believe in balance, but I think there's times and seasons as well, and that's become kind of my latest theory. So all that to say, I think that I have two major takeaways from my life right now. One is not to buy into the idea of how quickly you can do something in a year. I think moderate effort over a decade is 10,000 times more powerful than freakish effort over a single year. And I think there's the power of compounding time and effort is really quite real. You just take a small effort, but over these years, it compounds over and over again. The idea of becoming an expert as well. I listened to these videos from Mr. Beast, who is, I think, a great philanthropist right now, and you know, has this massive YouTube channel. He's pretty much like a game show host, it feels like. And he spent, I don't know, maybe, I can't remember, I mean, don't quote me, but maybe 6, 7, 8 years in obscurity. No one knew anything about him, but he loved his craft and he enjoyed working just for the sake of it. He enjoyed making YouTube videos just because he thought it was interesting. And this is back before YouTube was big. So then all of a sudden, you know, he's this quote unquote overnight success that took 15 years to get there. And he's still young, but as a young boy, he put in the hours. He knows down to a fine science what makes a YouTube video pop and what doesn't. I mean, he can tell you frame by frame what's working, what's not working. A true level of expertise, and he spent years crafting that where no one was watching. And so for me right now, my big weakness has been that I've always been looking for a way to get around the time frame. Okay, well, how can I get all this done sooner so I can quote-unquote retire and just go live on a beach and go surfing every day? And then the more that I've done, and I've done that, by the way, I've done a lot of solo traveling. I've done a lot of traveling in general. Sitting on a beach and surfing is not that fun. I don't know if you've ever done that, especially if you're not with people that you love. It's really quite bland. I get more joy out of just working hard than I do out of sitting on a beach and surfing. I was always confused by some of these guys. I'm like, it seems unhealthy because all they want to do is work. I know the Ice Coffee podcast? He's an interesting guy, Graham. I can't remember his last name. Graham Stephen, something like that. He said for his birthday, his girlfriend asked him, what do you want to do for your birthday? He said, honestly, I just kind of want to put in 8 hours on the work day and let's go to dinner. And she's like, what, you don't want to go do something cool? He's like, well, what else would I want to do? I love working. I think that that's such a, it's such a, especially for men, it's such an inherent part of what makes us happy, I think, is just that we need to produce. And I think the more we get away from that, this kind of this lie of, oh, we can just go and retire on our cabin on the lake or whatever, it's actually quite unfulfilling. And I've seen a lot of people become tremendously miserable by not just working long, hard days. I totally agree. Being in a dead end job where no one appreciates you and you're talked down to, not that much fun. But I also heard Alex Hormozi say something that I very profoundly agree with. And that is, I'd much rather be forced to work than not allowed to work. I'd much rather be forced to work than not allowed to work. So back when I was a kid, my old grandpa once said, work is fun, and my little brother called him a liar. It was kind of this funny family. He got a kick out of it because I think he was giving some kind of a family speech, right? You know, that is when the grandfather gathers all of his kids and grandkids around. He says, all right, I'm going to teach you all something. And one of his big themes was work is fun. Work is truly fun. And my little brother, Dawson, came home and he's like, Mom, Grandpa's a liar. Work is not fun. And that became, actually had a lisp, so Grandpa the liar. Work is not fun. And he had, there was like this famous like family quote, and everyone would quote all the time, work is not fun. And it's hilarious because now, I mean, maybe I'm just old now, but as a kid, I was like, well, yeah, you're just made different if you think work is fun. And man, work is fun now. Not all the time, not every day, not every minute, but in a month, in a year, yeah, work is fun because you get to produce at a high level and you get to create something. And absolutely, I agree that do something you find meaningful if you can. But if you can't, just do something. I think that's also pretty powerful. I used to say I'll never be caught dead doing a 9-to-5 job. Da, 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 like I'm an entrepreneur. And now I've realized I'm actually very at peace. If today I found out that all my business stuff just wasn't going to work, and let's say I had a kid on the way, I'm not married, but let's say that I was married and I had a kid on the way, and for some reason my entrepreneurship stuff wasn't quite panning out, I think I could very, very happily just go work as an electrician or a plumber. I think I'd find tremendous fulfillment. I don't think I would stop in my off hours trying to produce and trying to create something, but I used to see that as like a shameful thing to go and work a trade, and now I'm like, man, what a blessing, you know, to be able to go and like create something every day and actually work with your hands to, I think, is also tremendously fulfilling. I don't think it's a coincidence that those that work in the electronic space often have pretty, can have some pretty heavy mental health struggles. It's just this big facade, the fancy cars, this shiny home, all this time off, working, 2-3 hours a week and just being able to do whatever you want after that. I mean, I agree that slavery never feels fun. If you feel trapped by a job, sure, I can see it being miserable, but I just don't believe, I'm not buying it anymore. This whole idea of like retiring early, it seems like a bit of a hoax. So I think that what I found really cool is, I look at Stephen Covey, who, from my understanding, worked until the day he died. I mean, that guy literally had nothing left to give, and then he eventually had an accident and died. And I think, what a wonderful way to live your life, you know? What a great thing to just work until you have nothing left to give, and boom, then you go meet heaven. So anyways, there's some thoughts. I know that was a little long-winded, but I hope that you all find this meaningful, and we will see you on the next one.